The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 6, Joshua and the Judges. Moses led the Israelites for 40 years. Eventually, they came to the east bank of the River Jordan, where Moses died and Joshua succeeded him. God held back the waters of the river so that the Israelites could cross it and lay siege to the city of Jericho. For 6 days their army marched round the city. On the seventh they marched round it 7 times, and, as the trumpets blew and the soldiers shouted, the walls of the city collapsed. The Israelites advanced into it and put the inhabitants to the sword. In subsequent years, Joshua conquered much of the promised land. Killing or enslaving many of the existing inhabitants, he settled 11 of the 12 tribes on their own land. The Levites, the priestly tribe, lived in the towns. After Joshua's death, there was no single leader of the Israelites for many years. Individual tribes conducted campaigns to enlarge their territories, and were often seduced into worship of the gods of the peoples among whom they lived. God punished them through defeat in battle. When they repented, he raised up judges, or military and political leaders, who delivered them from their enemies. This cycle of events repeated itself over a long period. One notable judge was named Gideon. He raised an army against an invasion by hostile tribes, but then dismissed most of his followers. He equipped the 300 men who remained with clay jars, torches and trumpets, and attacked the enemy camp by night. His soldiers surrounded the camp, smashed the jars which held the lighted torches, blew their trumpets and shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Panic-stricken, the enemy began fighting among themselves and were slaughtered as they fled. Samson, another judge, who was under a vow and forbidden to cut his hair, was a man of immense strength, who once killed a lion with his bare hands. He was in constant conflict with the Philistines, who lived to the west of the Israelites. Eventually, he was captured through the treachery of Delilah, a woman with whom he was infatuated. She cut off his hair, and his strength left him. The Philistines blinded and enslaved Samson, but as his hair grew again, his strength returned. At a festival, Samson was brought to the temple of the god Dagon so that the Philistines could mock him. He put his arms around the central pillars of the temple and dislodged them. The building collapsed, Samson was killed, and a multitude of Philistines with him. This was taken from the books of Deuteronomy, Joshua, and Judges.